Hello and welcome to this audio program entitled Shut Up Konji. In this program, my desire to drop on your laps practical wisdom gleaned from my experiences in fighting my sexual desire. If you pay attention and put to use what I will share within this program, you will learn how to control your sexual desire, shun pornography, and gain freedom from illicit sex and masturbation. My name is Joseph Dimoki. You can call me Brojit. Welcome to this episode of this audio program. So at this point, I want to talk about pornography. What I'm talking about pornography is that pornography is one of the strongest weapons that has held many young people in bondage to sin, to sex, and masturbation. Pornography is one factor that has made many people, they can't even rest. They see anybody, they want to sleep with the person. They see a man walking, they picture the man and they want to sleep with him. They see a woman walking, they picture her and want to sleep with her. What causes this thing most of the time is that people have sunk themselves deeply into pornography. As a matter of fact, I want to tell you this. If you really care about shutting up your konji, if you are really interested in ruling your sexual desire, then you have a duty to make sure you shun pornography completely. Now, here's the situation we'll find ourselves. Unlike in the past, where pornography gets, you have to pay to watch pornography. I mean, you pay, buy a CD, go home and watch pornography. These days, you don't need to do that. Or like in the past where you have to go to cyber cafe, settle down and start watching pornography, is no longer like that. What happens is that on our TV stations, in the pages of newspaper, in the pages of magazines, we get served pornography every now and then. We get served pornography for even social media accounts. On the internet, we get served serious dose of pornography. Sometimes it's just soft porn we get served for free everywhere. The ubiquity of pornography is one reason why you have to be careful to shut it out from your brain. Now, let me explain something to you about porn and in our society today. You may not be able to stop you from creating pornography and sending across to us, but there's one thing I'm 100% sure you can do, and that is the fact that you can determine how these things affect you. You can determine how you receive them and how you react to them. That is one thing I am 100% sure you can affect. That is one thing I am 100% sure you have control over. And once you can take care of this thing, you're going to get free from pornography. And let me even tell you this. If you have come to that point in your life where you have an addict to pornography, you go out of your way, use your money, buy data, and now use the data to watch porn, you can also free yourself from that addiction. It seems as if it's a compulsion. Once you have data, once you have internet access, the next thing that comes to your mind is to look for pornographic websites. Is to go to porn website and start consuming this thing. I want to tell you, if you really care about shutting up your konji, if you really care about ruling your sexual desire, you cannot possibly be addicted to pornography and still be desiring to live a both sexual sin. You cannot possibly be addicted to pornography and still wish, and still desire, and still aim to be a live a both masturbation. As a matter of fact, masturbation and pornography are brothers and sisters. No, they are not brothers and sisters, they are actually twins. Wherever one is found, the other one is. I can almost say this categorically. Pornography and masturbation are joined together. Please do not put them asunder. You will find it extremely hard to be able to put them asunder. The reason is because pornography, this is what pornography does. Pornography, when you see it, it paints a picture in your head and creates a desire for sex in you. Please, I need you to understand this. God created you, not Charles Darwin. Forget those lies they tell you about evolution and no evolution. I studied science not at a deep level, but in my first degree, I studied biochemistry. The more I understand metabolic pathways God put in our system, that is the more I understand that life could not possibly have evolved by chance. I consider it plainly stupid for me to believe that we just came to be by chance. It is not possible. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this because I'm a preacher. I'm not a preacher. I mean, just a normal human being, and I go to church, I read my Bible, and I learn from it, I share with people. But here's the thing. Why I'm saying this is not because of my Christian belief. Why I'm saying this is because even when you look at it logically, science talks about entropy, which is that everything is in a state of constant disorderliness. And somebody wants me to believe that this thing that is in constant disorderliness came together one day, became fine, and guess what happened? They now formed the smallest particle. I mean, they started forming, evolving, and human beings came by evolution. That, I want to tell you, is not possible. The systems of human body, the human system, the human body is so uniquely designed, is so carefully planned that it is not possible to have evolved. It is not possible that it came by chance. It's not possible it came by accident. That is not possible. let me tell you something. Where I currently stay, there's a tree in front of the house, and I watch the birds come to make nests because they want to lay eggs, or they want to lay eggs, then of course have their children. I was looking at them recently, and I thought to myself, who taught these birds that when they get pregnant, they should make a net to lay eggs and raise their children? Nobody taught them. God built this, and somebody want me to believe that these animals, just on their own, came to understand that that's what we should do. Lie. This is not an evolution class. This is not a science class, and I'm not coming here to make arguments. Here's why I'm saying it. I'm saying it to help you understand that God designed your body to work in certain fashion. God programmed your body to work in a certain way. Now, this is how he programmed it. He programmed your brain that if you see certain pictures, if you see certain images, if you hear certain sound, if your body gets touched in a particular way, you should desire sex. That's a matter of fact. You should do what? You should desire sex. If you study biology at basic level, there's something called, I can't remember what it is. But when animals want to mate, there are signs they start making. Other animals recognize it. Who taught them? Nobody. These things are built into them. Now here's what happens. When you see a naked member of the opposite sex, if you are very healthy, you're not under any psychological trauma or something like that, that suppresses that craving, you know what's going to happen to you? You are going to desire to sleep with that person. You are going to desire to do what? To sleep with that person. If you will not desire to sleep with the person, you will at least get sexually aroused. Now, do you know what pornography does for you? It plants you a desire for sex. And if you watch it long enough, it starts planting in you the desire to actually sleep with the person you watch all the time or somebody that looks like her. Now, here's the thing I'm saying. If you now expose yourself constantly to pornography, why would you not get almost permanently sexually aroused? If you expose yourself to pornography all the time, why would you not be helplessly under the influence of masturbation? If you expose yourself to pornography all the time, why would you not see a girl on the road and be lusting after her? If you expose yourself constantly to pornography, why would you not see a guy and be wishing that this guy should just grab you? There's no way you will not wish for it. It's not because you're a wicked girl. It's equally not because you're an evil girl. It's simply because the law of nature is playing itself out in your life. Therefore, you know what I'm telling you? If you consume pornography, quit pornography if you want to shut up your conge. Now, pornography comes in different ways. Sometimes it's soft porn, sometimes it's hardcore porn. Soft porn is all this one they put into TV adverts, magazines, and sometimes you even see it on the street the way girls dress or guys. Okay, girls mostly. We get sell pornography in between movies. It got to a point in my life I had to stop watching American movies. Do you know why? It seems as if there's no movie I will see. They'll be doing war, fighting, you know, fighting, my brothers and my sisters. And in between the fighting, they will just have one plain sex scene. I'm a young man and I'm healthy, for God's sake. You know what happens when I see things like that? They trigger off reactions in my head. They got me thinking about something. Do you know the implication? If I say I want to shut up Konji, this movie is waking up Konji. My brother, my sister, if you want to shut up Konji, you have to shun pornography from your life. Let me say it again. You may not be able to stop porn itself, but again, you have to develop a hatred for porn. Let me tell you something. There's something that happens in your head. There's a point you get to in life. You will be able to look at pornography and stay away from it. You'll be able to look at pornography and say, I know they watch. You'll be able to look at pornography and say, get out of my sight. You'll be able to look at pornography and look away. People will sell you pornography and you say, I know they watch. The starting point of freedom from pornography, just in case you're an addict. Just in case you can't stay without watching one. Just in case, I read the story of one guy. He said that sometimes he spends nights visiting watching porn. Just in case you are in that kind of situation. Just in case you seem that you are just helpless. Once you have internet access, the next thing you want to watch is porn. You look for movies for porn. You download porn movies in your system or your phone. Just in case you are that person. And it seems as if there is a power controlling you. Maybe there is a power controlling you. And if there is such power and you are listening to me, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you receive your freedom in Jesus' name. Again, I speak to you. Receive your freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. But many times, the problem is not really demon. It's not as if there's any power. It's not as if there's any demon or attack. The problem most times is about your mind. The problem most times is about the habit you have. And I want to tell you this. The starting point for quitting pornography or shunning pornography is developing an intense hatred for pornography. The thing I want to tell you. Your addiction to pornography can be ended. People have been delivered from addiction to pornography. You will not be the first. I need you to have a certain year. Don't think you can't do anything. Don't think you cannot be delivered. I know you may have tried so many things, but please, I need you to still understand. It's possible you have not tried the right thing, and that's why you have not been delivered. That's why you seem not to be free from me. When I say deliver, please don't start looking at me like I want to do that deliverance they do in church. Like, say, push you down. No!
you can be delivered by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ and you don't need to fall down. That's not what I'm saying specifically. But I'm saying it's about demonic power. I've prayed for you, you are free. But here's the thing. The key thing about, aside that prayer, is the fact that you have to understand. There's a way you condition your mind not to, so that you don't settle down to watch porn. There's a way you condition your mind so you don't spend your life and your time consuming pornographic content. Do you understand what I'm saying? First thing, and I guess that's the most important thing you have to do, is to develop intense hatred for pornography. That's what I want to tell you. If somebody hurts your life, hurts you every day, do you things you don't like, bring pain to you all the time, will you keep that person as a friend? You know the answer. You're not going to keep the person as a friend. You will send them packing. You know what I want you to do? I want you to send pornography packing, and it starts with an intense hatred for what it's doing to you. My brother and my sister, if you currently don't hate pornography, I wonder whether you actually love yourself. No, seriously, I don't think you really love yourself. You know why I'm saying that? Look at pornography, for instance. What is it offering to you? What are you gaining from it? Pornography shows you pictures of women and fire up the desire for sex in you. And you know you are a single person. You know you cannot possibly go and have sex now. You know it's a sin to go and have sex. And you watch pornography. What does it offer you? It is just wickedness you do to yourself by watching porn. Do you know why? You plant a desire for something you cannot reach. And you watch it the more and intensify the desire. You watch it the more and intensify the desire. And guess what happens? You get to the point where the desire becomes so intense that masturbating yourself. That's what I want to tell you. My freedom from pornography started. Let me not say started, but the day at least I can understand, physically speaking, that my freedom from pornography started is this. When one day I sat down and I asked myself, how does this thing help your life? I found that it doesn't help my life in one way. They planted desire for sex when you cannot have sex. You'll be burning and be stressed. These people will be stressing your life for no reason. It wastes your data. Data you use to watch video tutorials on YouTube and improve your life. That's what you use to watch porn or download porn. Oh my God. Why do you hate yourself this way? I told myself, I say, fine. Enough of this hatred for yourself. If you really love yourself, please stop this. Enough. They show you pictures of women and create a desire to have sex with them. Or pictures of men and show you desire to have sex with them. But you know you cannot reach those men. I mean, what can be more wicked? You know you're not going to give me mango. Why are you showing me ripe mango? Why? Why would you do such a wickedness to yourself? If you understand that pornography gives you nothing, but takes so much from you, you will really indeed come to the point of intense hatred for it. Let me say it again. Pornography fires a desire in you, but that desire that cannot be fulfilled. And it shows you the picture you want to reach out to, but you cannot get. And it leaves you stranded. It consumes your time you use for productive thing. It consumes your energy. It consumes your data. And sometimes it gets your mind. It gets you seriously distracted. I read some studies in the course of writing this book. And I found out that scientific proof that pornography will affect your brain. And it even has the capacity to affect your sex life in the future. Pornography doesn't offer you anything at all. It doesn't offer you anything for you to watch it again. You know what I'm saying? The last time you watch it is the last time you should watch it. It does not offer you anything. People say they learn how to have sex to prepare for their spouse with pornography. Lie. Pornography doesn't teach you sex anything. You know what pornography teaches you? It creates fantasies in your head that you are not even sure if they can be met. Let me tell you about porn stars and porn producers. Porn stars are actors. What they do is acting. Acting is not reality. What they show you in the videos is pictures based on the script that the director or producer wrote. They have to practice and practice before they got the shots that they are showing you. Now they act, went through that practice to get just a perfect shot. And now you watch it and think that, oh, this person is doing it like this. When I get married, my spouse will do it like that for me. Except that you know what has happened to you? Your spouse is not a porn star. Yes, your spouse is not a porn star. And he or she may not be able to act like the pictures he saw. You know what has happened to you? You have created unrealistic expectation from your spouse. And again, I read from authentic sources that the duration they say the sex lasts without stopping is not really true. These things are edited. And even if many of them take drugs to be able to act, this is the job they do. Are you going to subject your spouse to taking drugs to satisfy you in bed because of porn you watch? I mean, this is planting the seed of destruction in your marriage even before you start. You know the point I'm making? Masturbation doesn't teach you sex. It paints unrealistic fantasies in your head. And just in case you want to learn sex, we don't need to watch porn to learn sex. if you enter a room and you get naked with a member of the opposite sex who is your spouse, you people will find out what to do, even if you have never had sex or watched any porn. Do you know why I know? Animals don't get taught how to have sex. It's instinct. It just happens like that. If here's the thing, this is our instinct. They are built into us. I do not want to believe that God came and told Adam and Eve what to do. They just saw themselves and they knew what to do. They saw themselves and did what? They knew what to do. You see, Brigitte Bey and I had to meet a friend of ours that is married. And part of, in the course of our discussion for counsel on courtship with inchestity and all of that, we asked her, what did you people do in the night? How did you know what to do and all of that? She told us long stories, but the summary is that it was instinct. It's not about experience in pornography. It's about what? Instinct. That confirmed my earlier postulation. You don't need to watch porn to be able to know how to have sex. So somebody telling you to be watching porn so you prepare for sex is a lying to you. And let's assume you don't want to go and find out by yourself. Ask your parents when you're getting married. They will tell you. Ask your uncle if you can't ask your father. Ask your siblings that are older than you. Ask your friends who are married. They will tell you what to do. And listen, even if you don't want to ask any of those people, there are decent books I've seen. They teach you the act of not just having sex, but actually satisfying your partner sexually. Get materials like that and consume, my friend. Those ones will make life good for you. They will show you what to do. They will show you what not to do. They will guide you into sex. They will show you how to do it to satisfy your spouse. Not exposing yourself to danger in the name of learning how to have sex to satisfy your spouse. Please, I digress into all of this because I was explaining something. The first point of quitting pornography is that you have to do what? Develop hatred for pornography. When you have developed hatred for pornography, the next thing you do is sanitize your environment from porn. Look around your surrounding. Check your laptop. Check your phone. Are there nude pictures? Are there movies that have sex scenes in them? Delete them. Don't wait till tomorrow. Open your laptop if you're in your room. Start deleting them now. Do you know why? As long as you are living and you are healthy, the urge for sex will come. And one of the first things you're likely to do is to go and watch that porn when it comes. If the urge comes and you can't find porn to watch, urge will calm down. When you start seeing pornographic material, it helps you process the urge. The urge get heightened, get intensified. Then you start looking for a man or a woman to sleep with. Or you start masturbating yourself. This is not what you want to do. You want to shut up your congee. Therefore, clean up your environment from every element of pornography. Here's what I want to tell you. Don't just delete it from your computer. Delete it from your recycle bin so that you will never be tempted to go and watch it. If you want to watch porn today and can't find anyone, desire it again tomorrow, you can't find anyone. Over time, the desire for porn will start reducing. That is a simple process for breaking up any habits. Starve your body of that craving to go and consume that porn. Starve your body. Starve yourself of the craving to go and masturbate yourself. Whichever way you are going to do it, once you can get yourself not to see the porn when you desire it, do it again and again and again. People say after 21 days, but I'm telling you, if you can stretch it to 60 days, you will be fine. It doesn't mean the urge will die. It just means it doesn't come with a pull. For God's sake, with all the things I'm teaching you, I still have such an urge, but it doesn't control me. I rule it. And please don't even tell me that this guy is proud. He's thinking it's by his power. No, it's by the power of God. God has given me wisdom to rule my sexual urge. And that's why I can categorically tell you, your sexual urge, you can come to that point where you're in control. You don't allow it push into masturbation. You don't allow it push into having sex with your fiancé. You can control it. Clean up your environment from all kinds of porn. I'll tell you a story before I go on with other things. When I was in my sex one, I had a school father who encouraged me to read books. Read newspapers to learn how to write better essays. I was an SS1 and this guy has coached me in writing. The foundation for my writing today was laid by this guy and the advice he gave me, which I followed. So because he bought this newspaper, he bought was Sun newspaper on Sunday. I had to start buying Sunday Sun from my SS1 to read. Now, I started buying the newspaper to read. I learned stories, article writing like he told me, and I also got inspiration from the interviews I read there. However, there's something Sun newspaper, I don't know if they still do it today. There are two pages they have on the Sunday paper that they put pictures of nude girls. They call it fashion court. I don't know why they have that page. They claim it's for fashion policing. That's what they do there. I don't really understand them. But as I bought Sunday Sun every week to learn how to write better essay and draw inspiration from interview, I get served a reasonable dose of soft porn from those two pages. This thing tormented me so much. One day I told myself I knew what to do. When I buy the paper, I will get a sheet of paper, another sheet of paper, use liquid gum and cover those nude pictures they saw, because I see myself staring at women's lap and their cleavages. And at that time, I was a very smart boy. I was a teenager for God's sake. And that time, my blood, it hurts. I remember those are the days I'll think I'm reading my chemistry textbook. I'll read three paragraphs or so far on this compound when I've not read anything. I thought I've read, whereas I was not even concentrating because Conji is actually hooking me. I got to that point. I had to cover all those pictures. So when I buy the paper and I start designing to go and see those girls' laps and their cleavages and their breasts, I noticed I can't find it. So my guy will calm down. It will happen another time, you calm down. So another thing I also did is that one day I found out that there's even a better way. When I buy the paper, I check what is on the reverse side of the two pages that they have. If it's something I don't consider important, I'll just remove that sheet and tear the paper thoroughly and throw them away. That way, I don't have to keep pornography around me. I had to delete pictures and movies on my system that have any nudity in them. Do you know why I was doing this? So that when desire for to watch porn comes, I will find nothing to watch. And when I don't watch it, it will disturb me and calm down. And when it calms down, it will go. I did it again and again over time. My brothers and sisters, I gained freedom from pornography. You know, there was a time a network company in Nigeria increased the data they are offering. One guy came, somebody shared the post on Facebook. One guy commented below, why did they give us excess data? Do they want us to be watching porn? In my head, I was surprised. Like, so what you're saying that when they give you excess data, what you want to do is watch porn. I said, that's not the way I interpreted it. They gave the excess data. I collected the data. You know what I did? Any video I want to watch, I clicked on YouTube to watch. Any tutorial I want to learn, I settled down to learn it. You know the point I'm making? Clean up your environment from what? Pornographic materials. And next thing you do is that distance yourself from all kinds of pornography. Distance yourself from people who talk about this thing. Distance yourself from people who paint pictures in your head. Distance yourself from anything at all that draws you close to pornography. And don't leave your mind plain and empty. You have to refeed it. Yes, you have to. You have to. Fill your mind with positive thoughts. Get busy. That's what I want to tell you. If you plan your day, schedule, I'm going to read from this time to read time, write from this time to read time, go and do house chores, do this one, do the other one, and you really get busy. Schedule it to work like that for 3 weeks. You will be so busy, you will not remember to go and see porn. You will be so busy, you have things to do. Pornography will be the least of your troubles. When you do this over time, your mind and your brain are engaged in an activity that is important. Pornography will be sniffed out of your life. Pornography will be killed. It will die a natural death. Because I'm not saying that God has no place in this. I also prayed while I'm doing all of these things. What I'm just saying that many times, why I don't want to talk about prayer so much, that's what you hear in church. I'm talking about this because prayer is important. But please, there are always practical things to do. I mean, if there were no practical things to do, Paul would not have written to the Colossians church in Colossians chapter 3 verse 5. Kill the desire for the wrong kind of sex. The process of killing desire for the wrong kind of sex is shunning pornography. What I've made at this point is this. Pornography creates in you a desire that cannot be satisfied, a desire that you cannot meet, a desire that you have but there's no way of getting meeting them. And guess what the implication is? You start burning with a passion for sex. Your conjugate gets woken up when you start seeing the kind of guys you watch in porn and you desire. You start looking at them, wishing they would just remove your clothes. When you see the kind of girls you see in porn, you start wishing you remove their clothes. You know, that's what happens. And guess what? You fire up your desire for sex and you start saying, no, he's a demon. My brothers and sisters, is not a demon. You just played into the law of nature and it's taking its full course in your life. You know the points I've made so far? You can shut up Konji. You can rule Konji. You can gain authority over it. And the way to do it is very simple. Develop intense hatred for it. And the hatred will stem from the fact that you understand that pornography takes so much from you and adds nothing of value to you. When you do this, clean your environment from all kinds of pornographic materials. And then distance yourself from anything pornographic. Avoid music videos that show sex scenes. Leave those ones. Avoid movies that are like that. Before those days, I don't do it so much because this I'm so selective about movies I watch. I ask you, I beg, they get sex scene. If they not get, give me. If they get, I beg, happen. I don't want to watch. After most time, why I see movies because I want to relax my brain from stress of reading for a long time or even writing for a long time. So if I can't watch clean movies, I will play clean games. Full stop. Pornography shall not have dominion over you in Jesus' name. You are livable pornography. Jesus Christ died on the cross that you may be saved from sin. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Pornography shall not have dominion over you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. You just listened to an episode of the program, Shut Up Konji, designed to hand over to you practical insights that will help you rule your sexual desire. For more detailed lessons on what you've learned today, get a copy of the book, Shut Up Konji,
and a workbook that will guide you in applying the lessons learned from each chapter on brojid.com/konji. That is brojid.com/konji. Or send a WhatsApp message to 0810-550-4664. You can equally email brojidbooks@gmail.com to get a copy of the book and the workbook.